بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا اقترب الزمان لم تكد رؤيا المؤمن تكذب، ورؤيا المؤمن جزء من 46 جزءا من النبوة. متفق عليه. وفي رواية: أصدقكم رؤيا أصدقكم حديثا. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, when the time of Qiyamah will come close, when the time of Qiyamah will draw near, then the dream of a believer will really be false. لم تكد رؤيا المؤمن تكذب. A believer will see dreams, and those dreams will prove true the next day or in his near future. And then Rasulullah said, وَرُؤْيَ الْمُؤْمِنِي جُزْءٌ مِّن سِتَّةِ وَأَرْبَعِينَ جُزْءًا مِّنَ النُّبُوَّةِ. The dream of a believer is 46th part of nubuwat, of prophethood. Another narration says, the most truthful of you in respect of your dreams is أَصْدَقُكُمْ حَدِيثًا, is the one who is the most truthful of you in speech. We mentioned the other day that after Nubuwat, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamun Nabiyin, there is no Nabi to come. He's the seal of prophethood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy, kindness, Allah gives us still some guidance, and especially those who are pious, who are righteous, they see true dreams. Allah ta'ala guides them in various aspects of their life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them see dreams, and in the dreams, as we mentioned, these are not hujjat and proof in Sharia, but they are a source of giving the person some direction regarding his future. So sometimes the person may be embarking on some venture, something good, and Allah gives him some mubashirat, some glad tidings in the dream, giving him that encouragement, showing him the way, that this is the way forward. Or sometimes it comes as a warning for him, preventing him from doing something in the future which may be harmful to him. So it comes in the form of a dream. Otherwise, Nubuwat has been completed, there is no Nabi to come. But just as Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst he was alive, he would direct the Sahaba regarding the future. Allah would command Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by inspiration and rahi revelation. Allah would inform Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on various matters, and then he would guide the Sahaba likewise. So now, a believer is still given some type of encouragement and guidance in the form of true dreams. And this is the meaning where Rasulullah has mentioned that it is a portion of Nubuwah, a fraction of Nubuwah, and the fraction that is mentioned in this riwayat is 46th part of prophethood. There are other narrations which mention other fractions, which simply means that it is a part of Nubuwah in the sense that I mentioned now and explain now, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directs a person, Allah Ta'ala guides a person, gives him some type of solace and happiness, encouragement, by showing him some realities at a time when people will be corrupt. And therefore, إِذَا اِقْتَرَبَ الزَّمَانِ إِذَا اِقْتَرَبَ الزَّمَانِ, when as time comes closer, Qiyamah becomes closer and closer, we know there will be a lot of fitna and fasad and corruption in the world, but the believer, his dream will be true. لَمْ تَكَدْ رُؤْيَ الْمُؤْمِنِ تَكْذِبْ, it won't be false. And Rasulullah explained, أَصْدَقُكُمْ رُؤْيًا, the one who will see the most truest of dreams is the one who is most true in his speech. In other words, the person who is honest, is upright, is righteous, is pious, and he speaks the truth, then he will see the dreams, his dreams will be true. Otherwise, the person who is lying and he's cheating, deceiving, so all the time he's not following the correct teachings of Sharia, he's not following Sharia, and he's lying all the time, then his dreams won't be true. A believer is one who is pious, and these pious believers, their dreams will be true. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand these ahadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us pious, and Allah guide us and give us mubashirat even in our dreams. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdihi.